Who's there?
It's the king. Let me in.
I'm taking a bath.
Cleopatra, you let me in.
Oh, all right, all right. Come in and stop that bawling.
I want to see you.
Well, here, help me out and rub me dry and you can see you all love me.
I want to settle something right here and now.
In my bath? Can I wait till morning?
Am I or am I not the king?
Of course you are. Hand me that robe, that's a good boy.
Am I or am I not your husband?
Well, certainly. Bring my sandals. Thanks.
I'm 16.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Oh, you just don't understand.
Oh, stop that, Wimber.
Well, Wimber, if I want to, I'm the king.
Well, I'm the queen, and I don't want you whimpering here.
Cleopatra.
Oh, what now?
Well, I want my rights as king and husband.
Oh, go play with your toys.
I'm 16, and if I don't get my rights, I'll go see the court advisor.
All right. Put away your toys, and tomorrow we'll have a new throne moved in.
And I want to be your lover.
You're mad.
We're married.
You're my cousin.
Oh, please, Cleopatra, please.
Oh, can't you find a nice slave girl? They're all over the palace.
Oh, they laugh at me.
Why?
I don't know what to do.
Well, how do you know you're ready?
When I feel like I'm on fire, and I haven't been drinking, they say that's the time.
You feel that way now?
I did while I was drying you off.
Well, the first thing, young idiot, is to be proud. Oh, yes, do be proud.
I jump better than the other boys, and swim better, and have bigger muscles. See?
I certainly do. Oh, very well, I shall teach you.
What do I do?
Well, first, stop caterwauling at the top of your lungs. Your voice must be soft and dulcet.
Mm-hmm.
You must be sure of what you want and force ahead gently but firmly to get there.
Well, then what?
Well, when you see a beautiful woman, extol her beauty and tell her how lovely she is. You must say her hair is like the raven's wing, her eyes like almond seeds, her mouth like fresh, ripe cherries, her shoulders like white jade, her breasts like two fluttering doves tipped in unopened lotus buds, her thighs as rhythmic as the swaying papyrus reeds along the River Nile. All this you must do between little kisses and caresses.
Uh-huh.
Find the sensitive spots on a woman's body and make special love to them. The ear, the neck, the eyelids, the inside of the elbow, just at the waist, her fingertips and palms.
Like this?
Yes. Well learned. And you must explore farther. Carry her away on a flood of rapture and passion. She, in turn, will return your love by being complying and willing, like this.
Oh.
Then you must make bolder, undo her girdle and lay it aside, then her sandals, kiss her toes, grow more fervent, swear never to hurt her, but you may. And when she groans in ecstasy of anticipation, embrace her whole body.
Like this?
Gently first. Always gently first. Then gain momentum and spirit. She is yours, willing and complete, and you may do with her as you desire.
Like this?
Yes, yes. And then lie bathed in the sweetness of each other till the... Once more, she fills you with consuming desire. Then begin again, and again, and again. Cousin?
Yes.
You're no longer a boy, but a man.
It feels wonderful.
Now, rouse yourself and go. Oh, here. Here's a birthday gift I was saving for you.
What is it?
A filter. A love potion.
A love potion?
Yes. When you want to feel amorous and need a stimulant to make you strong and virile again, just drink this in a glass of wine.
May I drink it right now?
Why not take it to your own room? Call for a pretty slave girl and then drink it.
May I be a full king with a new throne tomorrow?
Of course.
And all I have to do is drink this.
That's all. And so once more, I became a widow. Now, to ease my uncontrollable grief, Caesar thought a little pleasure trip to Rome would do me worlds of good. Oh, Rome. What a holiday we had. Banquets, dancing boys, wine, dancing boys, days and nights spent in pleasure and riding and dancing boys. Only two things spoiled my entire little vacation: Caesar's wife and his assassination. For all their supposed culture and civilization, I must say that showed extremely bad taste, so I packed my basket full of wine and figs and things and hurried home. Well, things were fine until that stupid message arrived from the new Roman governor, Tarsus. And just who does he think he is? Who dares command Cleopatra, Queen of Egypt, to appear before him like a common criminal? You are hereby commanded to appear before this tribunal at Tarsus and give a complete accounting for your unruly actions in the governing of the Roman province of Egypt. A full account of myself, like someone cheating on his taxes? Who is this second-rate general, Mark Antony? I'll settle his accounts. Everyone, give me your full attention. The royal court will be sailing up the Nile to Tarsus. This is not to be an ordinary trip, for we are to meet the illustrious Roman Mark Antony. And this will be a meeting he will long remember.
What do you mean she refuses to appear before this tribunal? I, Mark Antony of Imperial Rome, have ordered it to. Let me see that message. So, she is feeling ill-disposed after her long trip from Alexandria. And would I accept her invitation to come aboard the royal barge as a guest tonight? Well, she's certainly running true to form. But I will accept. In the name of Rome, of course.
Welcome, Mark Antony. You're silent.
I'm overwhelmed. Well, I expected to find an angry and rebellious queen waiting.
And what do you find?
I find I am no longer in Egypt at all, but in the very presence of Venus, goddess of love.
Then you approve the way we Egyptians welcome our Roman friends.
I have never seen a goddess close to before.
Come, rest yourself. You must be tired after ruling and governing people all day long. Here, next to me. You shall eat and drink and watch my little entertainment. Then you may scold me to your heart's content, if you still want to.
Perhaps it was the food or wine or the hypnotic music. But I was unable to take my eyes from Cleopatra as she lay on the silken couch next to me. Through her gauzy thin veils, I could see every curve and outline of her perfectly molded body. At every breath, the cloth tightened against her body, giving her the appearance of being completely nude and dressed only in a cloud. The heady perfume of Venus pounded at my senses, driving me onward to desire. How could I, a mere mortal governor, be angry at this goddess of love?
You've been quiet.
Well, when I came aboard, I noticed that none of your galley slaves are chained. Aren't you afraid?
Cleopatra afraid? How you underestimate we poor rulers of the provinces. They're not slaves. Well, not chained by iron, anyway.
I don't understand.
Pick a number. Anyone will do.
Cleopatra plays games. 43.
Send rower 43 to me.
In a moment, a huge bronze giant stood before Cleopatra. He knelt before her, dressed only in his leather cloth. Cleopatra motioned to one of her dusky handmaidens, and before my very eyes, the light and beautiful young girl knelt before this huge, sweaty rower and undid the leather thongs which tied his cloth. At a nod from the queen, the rower tore the veils gently from the handmaiden before him, and without a word ravaged the willing girl, who gave herself up to him completely. No one spoke throughout the entire orgy which was played before us. Only the steady beating of the rower master's drum filled the night air with its constant and insistent beat. Well, after the spectacle of passion was over, Cleopatra bade everyone leave us. And for the first time, I was alone with the Queen of the Nile.
You see? I need no chains to keep my slaves bound to me.
With these weapons, you could enslave the world.
I'm not interested in the world. Not tonight. You're shaking. Am I too close to you?
Oh, you could never be close enough.
Oh, how cold is all this heavy Roman armor. Do you never take it off?
Does Cleopatra command?
Like my little handmaiden, I shall untie the thongs which bind you to your armor.
And like your slave, I will tear the veils gently from your body and ravage you completely.
Come, Antony. Kneel next to me. He kneeled all the way to Alexandria.
I was detained and enslaved by Cleopatra.
Oh, how we played and loved together.
For a year, I felt I should remain in Egypt on affairs of state.
They were twins, a boy and a girl.
And so I became a slave to Cleopatra's whims, ambitions, and passions. We warred and played and made love. Oh, those languid hot nights on the royal barge floating down the Nile.
A coat of tan was the only garment we needed, for we dressed ourselves in the sweet music of flutes and cymbals and pomegranates and aphrodisiac wines.
And wore only each other's bodies as protection from the gentle, sifting moonlight. And if we were bored...
What do you want to do tonight, Mark?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. It was then we would invariably dress up as slaves and rush drunkenly through the streets and indulge in Mark Antony's second greatest pastime, a tavern brawl.
Then we would return to the palace. And I would indulge in my first favorite pastime, Cleopatra. Letters from Rome indicated that they were not favorably impressed with my rule. Of course, I always believed my wife Octavia was upset and caused that. But I was a long way from home, and a queen in the hand is worth more than a wife in the bush.
Antony would leave to make war and then come home and give me presents. Like a country or two. These were our best years. Years of togetherness. I even built us a huge mausoleum so we could die together. It was a whim of love, but very practical. I think it was when Antony annexed Syria for me that Rome really got upset. Or perhaps it was his wife spreading vicious rumors around the Roman Senate. Anyway, the time of milk and honey seemed rapidly running out, and Rome sent Antony's brother-in-law Octavian to Egypt to try and put an end to our eternal romance. It was time for me to go to work again and keep Egypt for the Egyptians. I was only 35 at the time and still... Oh, all right, I was 38. But with a few dim lights and fixing up, I didn't look a day over 20. So I oiled my skin, had my hair done, put on my filmiest gown, rouged my cheeks and lips, and set forth to conquer poor little stiff-necked Octavian. I also brought along my wine and figs, just in case. So you're Octavian from Imperial Rome. You must be tired after your long journey. Won't you come and rest here beside me? I've prepared a little entertainment to help soothe and relax you.